Welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass. Joined here in this first segment by Manhattan City Commissioner Jared McKee. Jared, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad to have you in here to talk about this specifically here. There was a bill introduced last week in the legislature, and it stirred up a lot of controversy, as you'd imagine with a bill like this. And I wanted to get your thoughts on it here, because I know you were pretty outspoken last week on social media about it. And it's called the Marriage and Constitution Restoration Act, HB 2320. Some are saying, or area political religious leaders are criticizing the bill, defining same-sex marriage as parodies. And so I wanted to first get your thoughts on this bill.
Yeah, I don't think it's untypical for us to see almost every year, probably for the last decade or more, bills that many of us would consider anti-LGBT introduced in the legislature. I think what made this one unique was just how outlandish and outrageous it was. It was less of a bill and more of a couple of pages of name-calling more than anything else. Parody marriage is only one aspect of it. It also tried to define LGBT as a religion, which I found really unique. So I think this one is getting more attention maybe than ones in the past because it's obviously much more of a political stunt than a real piece of legislation. And that's really concerning to people like me because I know as a city commissioner, and I think most LGBT people know that whether a bill passes or not, words matter, especially words from elected officials. And sometimes they matter just as much, if not more, than the actual laws that get passed. And so I think that's why you're seeing a lot of outrage and pushback on this.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of state leaders had their names attached to this bill, including one from right here locally, Representative Ron Hyland from Wamego. And we reached out to him Friday. He declined an interview with us, but he did say that he hadn't read the bill's full text and trusted the word of a friend. But even yet, not knowing exactly what's in a bill here before you sponsor it, that's kind of a little odd, I would say.
Yeah. I was really disappointed to see Representative Hyland's name attached to it. As a regional leader, we sat on different committees, have intergovernmental meetings together. We have conversations about issues that are happening in Manhattan, Pottawatomie County, Riley County. I wouldn't consider us best friends by any means, but nonetheless, I would hope that he would have me in mind and how that might affect me when he put his name on a bill like that. And also, he represents a lot of constituents that are LGBT, right? Like, he has a lot of people in his district that would be greatly affected by that bill. And one of the points that I try to make, because they mentioned being marginalized in that bill, there's a paragraph about that. And what it means to be marginalized in my eyes is if this bill passes or doesn't pass, right? Ron Hyland's life doesn't change either way. Mm-hmm. If that bill passes, my life dramatically changes. That's what being marginalized is, right? A piece of law could overturn my life and in many aspects criminalize me. That's what being marginalized is. This, either way, is philosophical for him. So, yeah, I was incredibly disappointed to see his name on it. But regardless of whether it's a regional leader or a leader on the other side of the state, they're still a state leader, and the words matter. It doesn't matter if it came out what part of the state. It's going to affect everybody, every LGBTQ Kansan, in the same way, no matter whose name is on it.
Are you surprised to see, and it's been 4 years since the Supreme Court ruled on same-sex marriages, that we still see, and this looks like a lobbyist bill, is what this looks like to me, just got pushed through here. Are you surprised to see stuff like this still happening here 4 years after the fact?
Not at all. Maybe the language in this is a little bit more outrageous, but since the day the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, there's been attempts all over the country to try to undermine it in various ways. Again, it's not uncommon for us to see an anti-LGBT bill passed, or not passed, but presented in the Kansas legislature. It's just this one, the language in it was a little bit more shocking than the rest. And also, I think the political climate is a lot different than it was in 2015. In the last couple of years, we've seen the rate of violence against and the murder of LGBTQ people dramatically increase, especially trans women of color. So no, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think it's been happening since the day after 2015, and our political climate in the last couple of years has exacerbated the issue.
Hmm. You know, speaking with Jared McKee here, he's a city commissioner here in the city of Manhattan and very opposed to this bill here. Do you get a sense that this bill is not going anywhere?
Oh, no. I don't think it's going anywhere. Even if it were to pass, which I don't think it would pass out of the House or the Senate, obviously I think Governor Kelly would veto it. Mm-hmm. One of the first things she did was reinstate the LGBTQ non-discrimination for state workers and contractors. So, yeah, I don't think it has any chance of passing. With that being said, what I was referring to earlier, words matter. Words matter from legislators. They knew this bill wasn't going to pass when they introduced it either, but there was a reason why they introduced it. You know, I think back of myself, a gay teenager that wasn't out, was in the closet, and if I would have read the language in that bill, how that would have affected me. And I don't think there's much difference between the language in that bill and a Westboro Baptist Church sign. I really don't.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that here. And just to that point here, you know, there's young men, young women all over the country struggling with that, as teenagers especially. And, you know, the suicide rate among young gay teenagers is pretty high.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's, I read a study not that long ago. I'm not sure exactly what the numbers is, but there's been research that's done that if you identify as LGBTQ, the average lifespan is lower, partially because of suicide. It's a really important issue. And, you know, to segue into something a little bit more positive about resources that people have, I know a lot of people reached out to me in the community and were upset by this bill. Just know that there are organizations in our region that are doing a lot of positive work trying to make a more tolerant environment for everybody to live in. Flint Hills Human Rights Project here in Manhattan was an integral part of making the non-discrimination ordinance happen here. The LGBT Resource Center on campus, K-State, has provides a lot of great resources for students out there. So we do have organizations in the region doing a lot of great work trying to do good things. So,
well, and, you know, they mentioned religious entities here. I'm curious to get your thoughts on what the religious community should do here in the Manhattan area, maybe statewide, to be more accepting of the gay community.
I'll say that, especially since I've been on the commission and since really the second time the LGBT non-discrimination ordinance was passed, I think one of the things that was really different about the second time was how many religious leaders signed on and supported that bill here at the city level. And I think it's because majority of religious leaders recognize the fact that it's wrong for us to discriminate against anybody, regardless if maybe we agree with them or disagree with them, right? But it's not okay that a person can be fired from their job or evicted from their home because they're gay or transgender. Like, that's just wrong. I think that religious leaders can see that. So statewide, I'd like to see more step up and push some of these ordinances. And there is a bill in the Kansas legislature right now, HB 2130. It's similar to the non-discrimination ordinance that we have here in Manhattan. It essentially adds sexual orientation and gender identity to the non-discrimination clauses. At the state level, I would really love to see more religious leaders step up and support that. Because again, regardless of whether religiously or fundamentally you agree with the fact that I'm gay, I would hope that you would find in your heart that it wouldn't be okay for my landlord to make me homeless, right? So I really hope some religious leaders step up and sign on to that as well. And a shout out to Representative Carlin, who's a co-sponsor of that HB 2130 bill. So I'm excited to see where that goes in the legislature.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good way of putting it there, being evicted. I mean, nobody would want that on another human being. And that's really where the truth and lies here with this whole thing is treating people with respect.
Yeah.
I mean, you want respect, I want respect, and this bill here doesn't seem to do that.
Yeah. It's definitely a name-calling bill rather than a serious piece of legislation. So, I mentioned the rise of violence against LGBT people. Like, that's a real problem. It's also a real problem. What we talked about with discrimination, with landlords being able to evict or being fired from your job, there are real problems facing this community. And some of the legislatures that co-sponsored on this bill are seasoned legislatures that are really effective and can have a lot of positive impact in this area. And I think that's maybe the thing that angers me the most, is instead of trying to address something that's a real issue, where people are losing their lives, you instead put together a parody bill. That's what I want to call it, a parody bill, to essentially make fun of it. And that, to me, is incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's take a break here. Do you have time for a second segment here?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. And if you have any phone calls, please give us a call, 537-1350. We'd love to hear from you. We'll continue with In Focus after this.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance.